Welcome to the Introspection and Banter podcast. I'm Anthony.
Gabe.
So, Gabe.
Yep.
Do you think time travel's possible?
Not yet with the current technology, I don't think.
So you do think it is at some point possible?
Well, you know, theoretically, you know how they say when the faster you travel, right?
Yeah.
Time slows down.
Yeah.
Theoretically, if you were to able to achieve like the speed of light, theoretically speaking, time should like stop for you. If you were somehow able to go faster than that, shouldn't time reverse?
Really?
I don't know. I'm not a scientist.
I mean, I feel like what you're saying sounds familiar. I just can't think of what exactly that would be, like, time travel-wise. Do you think there's any form of time travel, like, available now? Or,
well,
like,
here's the thing. Technically, everything travels through time.
Yeah.
Like, right now, we're traveling through time. We're in the present as we move through the physical space, so if time is still passing as we're existing. So we're traveling forward through time at the what we could call it the standard rate, you know, what is typical.
Yeah.
So technically, in that sense, time travel is possible. I assume what you mean is time travel to the future or the past possible? Correct.
Yeah. Yes.
The thing is, we're always traveling forward. Question is, can we travel backward? And I think with the current technology that we have, we cannot travel backwards in time. I think, I don't think it's possible to travel back in time at the moment. I don't think we are able to, like, achieve. I guess if you're going with the whole, like, scenario that I brought up earlier, if you travel faster than light.
Yeah.
That is not possible yet with any technology that we have.
Yeah. What do you think sort of possibilities would be needed to, like, travel into the future?
I think, like, something like the Star Trek thing. Yeah. I don't know if you ever watched the original Star Trek series, but there are a few episodes where they actually travel back in time, and it's because they travel super fast. Like, I think the first time they do it, they accidentally slingshot off a sun's gravity field to go super fast, like, faster than they normally go. And it caused them to go back in time, which is weird because I did bring up the whole, like, time travel through speed of light scenario back in the day. Technically speaking, like, the ships in Star Trek already, like, travel faster than light. You know, warp speed, it's super fast, at least compared to, like, typical, like, sublight speeds. But yet somehow by going even faster than that, they're able to, like, go back in time. And they do it, like, quite a few times. I think they do it a few times in the show, and then they do it, like, in twice in the movie.
Okay, that's interesting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I don't think time travel is possible in the near future. Like, at all.
I mean, I'm sure that you're right. Like, that's got to be something that's, like, way off out there. Are you familiar with Steins Gate? Like, I know I've mentioned it to you. Do you know much about it?
All I know about it is two things. Everything you told me about it, and that there's a cute boy in it. That's it.
So, they have this weird concept. I've never seen it before in anything, where they send their consciousness at the present, like, time that they are, to the past.
Mm-hmm. So, like, the brain goes back, but not the body.
Yeah. And the thing, too, with it is it also puts in, like, your current, like, mood and shit. Like your whole image of yourself at that moment.
Yeah.
Which is pretty weird. And then before that, though, they find a way to manipulate time where they can send a text to the past and they can tell someone to do something, or, you know, like, they can ask something, they can just send information And doing that, they're able to change one of the genders of the characters, which is the cute boy you mentioned.
They ruined him. They got rid of his penis and they ruined him.
Yeah. I think that's an interesting way. I mean, I don't think it's necessarily time travel, but like time manipulation.
Manipulation.
Like, do you think that makes sense?
It was like, I think you mentioned to me, like, it's like they send messages in the past, which causes like things to change.
Yeah.
I mean, that's still technically time travel, I would argue. Right? You're sending, even if you're not sending physical stuff in the past, you're sending like, I don't know. How do the messages take form in Steins Gate? Is it like,
they're a text message.
Text
that
message
you can send. And so they can only send them during like any time that cell phones were popular. But they can send a text message and read it, and they just have that information now. Like, hey, you can tell yourself in the past to buy a lottery ticket.
Yeah, so they can send like information.
Yeah.
How do timeline changes happen then? Like, if they manipulate something, does that affect like the current timeline? Are they aware of the changes, or?
I don't know how that, like, you're getting in like a whole timeline aspect of it. Like, wait, what do you mean?
Well, you know, like, let's say I'm on this, like, the current timeline, it's like Donald Trump is president or something like that, right?
Okay.
If I were to go back in the past and manipulate the timeline and I make it so that he doesn't win presidency, then automatically, like,
oh, none of them remember. Is that what you're asking?
None of, yeah, I'm asking. Yeah. Like, it's just so, no, like, is there, so technically, are they killing themselves every time they manipulate the timeline?
I think you can almost think of it like that. Like, you're no longer the individual that you were.
Exactly.
So, Futurama, like, what do you think of that?
Oh, right, because he time skips to the future, technically.
Yeah, yeah. I wouldn't necessarily say that's time travel. No. But like, yeah, he does move to a different time.
Oh, I mean, he does, but, like, physically, he doesn't really, does he? Because all it is that he just gets frozen, right?
Yes.
It's not like he jumps forward. He just freezes himself and then ends up in, like, the future.
Yeah.
Or at least future relative to him.
I think that's one of the most logical ways you can think of a sort of time travel per sense. And my other thought, too, is, like, with time travel, like, you gotta, like, be able to come back to your own time or something? Like,
I think when most people think time travel, they think displacement, right?
Yeah.
Like, burying yourself in the sand and waking up like 1,000 years later is not time travel. Right? Which is what happens in Futurama, right? He freezes himself, wakes up in the future relative to us. That's not really time travel, I would argue. It's like those worms that they found in the ice and the permafrost that melted and they started to come to life after like a few thousand years, and it's just like, oh. Those worms didn't really time travel. Their bodies were just frozen.
Okay, all right. So now I got a weird thought. All right, what if when he got to the future, he got to the year 3000, they had the technology for time travel, all right? And it could only send him back to the past.
See, now that would be time travel, sending someone back to the past. The question is, would it be his past, though? Would it be a different past? Here's where we get to the whole timeline thing, where it's just
because like he could be in a completely different, like, what are all the variables, like, how do they know they're all going to stay the same?
Exactly. And the fact is that he's in the past automatically changes his timeline, right? Because it's like, hey, I want to travel back to 1990. Thing is, there was no Gabriel in 1990, right? So the moment I travel back in time, I'm now in the 90s. That timeline is forever changed because I'm in the 90s. You understand? It's a different timeline, technically.
What happened to the old you?
That's what I'm saying. Like, that's why I asked it when we were talking about Steins Gate. Did they kill themselves, technically? Or if it's technically the old me is in the 90s, but as the timeline continues, it's going to be a completely different Gabe because it's a completely different timeline. You understand?
Yeah.
So then what happens to the old me if he never existed? Or are the timelines separate? Do they exist separately from one another? That's the real question.
Logically, couldn't you do like a bunch of time traveling and just come back to exactly the time you're at that very moment?
I mean, the thing is like when you keep changing the timeline, you have to ask yourself, won't you make a paradox, right? Because if you essentially change the timeline to the point where you would never have a reason to go back in time, but then you never went back in time to change those, to change the timeline in a way that would cause it to change, you know, to cause it to for you to not to go back in time.
Yeah.
If you get what I'm trying to say.
I do.
Okay.
It's like some wild shit. Wait, what was the Gordon Freeman in Half-Life? From one to two, what? He was an animated suspension?
Something like that, yeah. It's not, I don't think it's time travel. It's like freezing yourself. The G-Man essentially just took him.
All right, you think we could agree then, like the whole like Fry freezing himself thing, that was just your animate, like you're suspending yourself in time.
Yeah. You're not really, like it's just your body. Like I wouldn't even say suspending in time. I would say just suspending your body. Your body's still there and it's still like around. I mean, time is passing around it. You just don't feel it because you're like unconscious.
Yeah.
But time is still passing around, do you know?
No, yeah, I know what you mean.
A rock doesn't time travel, even though it doesn't really feel this passing of time. Just as way as a frozen body wouldn't technically time travel. Time travel is weird that you like the thing is like we can't do it yet, so we don't really know how it works. We have our theories for it.
Yeah.
In terms of like the timeline thing, you know, which I think really presented it well.
Shoot.
Back to the Future.
Really?
Yeah, because that was like if you look at all the movies, that was the whole point. Like when what's his face Biff, I think, right?
Mm-hmm.
His name. He goes back in time. He changes it. He says, "Can we just go back to the future?" He says, "No, because we're on a different timeline now." Right, they're travelers, so they switch timelines. The moment when he went back in time to like tell himself to he gave himself the almanac of like the sports wins or whatever, he changed the timeline, which then caused him to caused him to like become super rich in the future. So when he went back to his own present, it was already changed.
They do that movie like pretty well in the way they display it.
The only thing that bugs me about it is like if the thing was changed, then how the hell did the future Biff ever go back in time, right?
Yeah.
It's a paradox. But I guess if you accept the theory that timelines exist independently of each other, then it's okay. It makes sense.
I do think the idea that I mean, the movie, I think, is pretty well, but the idea, like, that they use a car and all of that, I always thought was kind of dumb.
I it's also weird. It's like time travelers who time travel and end up in the exact same spot.
Yeah.
Because, you know, the Earth is always constantly moving.
Yes. Yes. I saw a theory about that. Like, this dude was saying, he's like, I think time travel actually exists. He's like, I think it's very much possible. But the thing that doesn't exist is space travel. We can't lock in a coordinate in space. And he talked about how people that like could time travel, if they tried, they would just end up somewhere else in space.
Yeah. Which is why I like things like Doctor Who, where they have actual coordinates to put, or like, you know, where they actually have to put in coordinates where you can argue that, oh, probably the actual location coordinates are probably part of the coordinates, you know?
Like, makes sense.
The Doctor travels in a ship. So it makes sense that when he travels to Earth, he's actually traveling to wherever Earth is at that point in time. But it's like things like Life is Strange, where she goes back in time, is just like, but the Earth wasn't there. Like, the Earth spins and it's going moving really fast, right? If you're stationary, right? The Earth is not going to be where it was like 5 seconds ago or 5 minutes ago or 30 years ago.
It's going to be a million miles away.
Forget. Yeah, it's going to be. Because it's rotating around the sun. which is part of the Milky Way, which, if I'm not mistaken, the arms of the Milky Way galaxy are spinning. And the galaxies are moving. Like, they get closer to each other, they collide with one another. So, like, the Earth is nowhere near where it was before. Like, the Earth in, let's say, a couple thousand years ago was not in the same spot, which is why the stars are different. And also because stars are dying, but you know what I'm trying to say.
Yeah. So, what do you think the whole Life is Strange idea of thinking about it, like the butterfly effect?
Or like the smallest things lead up into bigger things?
Well, I mean, so the person or time travels because it's like a power they have.
Yeah. Before we get into the whole Life is Strange discussion, I just want to say, spoiler alert, we're going to talk about like certain things. Okay.
Yeah.
So for listeners who don't want to get spoiled on Life is Strange because you want to play that game, just know we're going to talk about some plot details, okay? The whole thing with Life is Strange is because of the fact she saves Chloe by time traveling, it causes a gigantic-ass storm to come in, right?
Yeah.
I feel like that theory ties into, like, the chaos theory, where, like, the smallest things have the biggest effects, can have big effects on, like, reality. Which I think is true, but I don't know. In the case of Life is Strange, it's like I don't see how saving one girl's life led to like a natural disaster happening. Because usually, when it comes to like chaos theories, like it's logical in some way, right? Mm-hmm. Like the smallest details lead to other things. Like Lucifer had an angel whose whole power was manipulating small things to lead up to bigger things. Like, his power's chaos theory. We see, like, he purposely, like, puts a skateboard out. The mom walks in, trips on the skateboard, gets pissed, starts yelling at her son. Her son walks out of the door, the dog runs out, the dog runs into the street, which causes a car to swerve, which causes a car accident, which nearly kills someone. That's chaos theory, right? If the skateboard wasn't where it was, it would have been fine. Like, none of that shit would have happened. But it was there, which caused all this shit to happen. I don't see how saving Chloe's life somehow made, like, what was it, a tornado or something?
I don't see
how a tornado could have caused all that shit, you know? Like, just because Chloe was alive.
I don't know, like you saying that, I know, like, there's other series that, Steins Gate, which I've mentioned, it has, like, variables and something else. Yeah, like some things always change, some things like aren't gonna change unless you change something else.
Yeah, like eating extra vegetables to ruin a character.
And one of the characters one of the characters in Steins Gate, something tragic happens, and the main character is like, well, I'm gonna go back in time, prevent this from happening. Except he keeps trying to prevent it, and it keeps happening.
I love those type of stories.
Like 50 different ways. Like, and he gets more wild with it. He's like, "We're just going to run away this time. We're just going to leave," and it still happens.
I love those types of stories. Like the idea that certain points are in time are fixed and it's fate.
Yeah.
It's a Doctor Who uses that. They have this thing called fixed points in time, which are points in time that are too important that they actually cannot change, and that they will still happen no matter how much you manipulate it. And it's interesting because you cannot change those points in time. Like, I think there's an episode where he tries to change one, and it's like this group of people were supposed to die on Mars. He purposely saves them. But the woman ends up killing herself on Earth.
Wow. Which,
so, like, the point in time was fixed. She's always meant to die. Doesn't matter what. I think the whole idea of fighting against fate makes for, like, some interesting storylines. I think that's the whole point with, like,
I could agree with that.
Fire Emblem Awakening, as many issues as it has, story-wise, I think does a great job of, like, the whole... fate. I know people complain about like the decisions you make in that game don't really matter, and they really don't, but I think that just adds to the whole theme of like the warriors against fate. That's what the future children are like fighting against what they what their past and are fighting against what they what it seems to be fate. Like Emerin, in both timelines, in the original timeline and the, like the new timeline, she dies no matter what. Whether or not she died during the assassination attempt or like later on, she still dies. So for like in the perspective of the children, it's like a fixed point in time. Like no matter what they do, Emerin dies. No matter what they do, there's still a war with like Plagia. No matter what they do, Walhart does, I don't know, conquers Vaum. And they're trying to stop Destiny from like completing itself. Yet it seems like, for the most part, to be completing itself, even if it's like in different ways.
Yeah. I think what's so wild about that game too is like as you're watching it, like the characters and you already know what's happening because it was like already it already happened in the game for you, but you're in the past. Because I mean you know that Grima is gonna try Christ. Taking over the world and you're just trying to prevent it from happening.
Yeah. And then and for some of the characters it already happened.
Yeah.
And then the other half of the character hasn't happened yet. That's why I think like Lucina must be super traumatized because she's gone back in time to prevent certain shit from happening, yet it's still happening. So by the time she like joins your army and reveals herself to be like Krom's future daughter, she must think like fate is like set in stone, right? Because she couldn't prevent her aunt from dying. The war like still goes on. Like, she must think, like, wow, I came back to the past, but I can't change anything. Like, yeah. not in any, like, momentous way, anyway. But that's the whole point. Like, it's, like, the whole thing is, like, oh, well, actually, they overcome fate itself by the end of it. Grima does not rise. Grima dies.
I think Fire Emblem Awakening has, like, a really good story. I almost feel like it shouldn't have been a Fire Emblem game.
I think sometimes like it's fine to shit on it because it does have its issues, like the game itself. But like,
yeah.
I think sometimes people don't really realize like how good like that story is. Sometimes it's not perfect, but I did think it's pretty decent. Like it's better than what people give it credit for.
Yeah, because even the characters that come back to the past are traumatized by like the shit that happened in the future.
Yeah, children have like gone through some deep shit. Oh man! You know it's interesting. Have you played the DLC for it?
No, I have not.
Oh, bro! Even in Fate, we're getting a little sidetracked here. I apologize, guys. Even in Fate's fucking the DLC for Fate's is amazing. I don't know what it is. Fire Emblem DLC with the children, like that, usually involves like the children.
Yeah.
So fucking good.
I saw some of the dating scenes for the
what scenes?
Not the dating. When the characters meet each other.
Oh yeah, I was gonna say like the future past DLC where like they go to like a different timeline. It's yeah. like the worst timeline where Naga's dead. It's fucking like great to see like just how like fucked and traumatized the children are. And when they meet like their parents from like a completely different timeline, they're like, "Hey,
yeah." Are you familiar with ReZero?
ReZero, is that the one where like the guy dies?
Yeah.
And resets himself every time he dies?
Yes.
I know nothing about it except for like that one like or two shorts that they made for Funhouse made? No, not Funhouse. Rebel House made?
Yeah.
Cat boys.
I think it kind of falls under the category of like time loop more so than time travel. But I always thought the show had such a cool and interesting concept, which if anyone doesn't know, when the character dies, he goes back in time to a certain point.
I think for this episode, we just need to put like a gigantic spoiler alert because we're just going to be like discussing like different things that are gonna
it's not a spoiler for that show.
Okay. He time travels, guys. Every time he dies, he goes back in time.
Alright. It happens in the first episode.
Those are also pretty interesting, those like time loops.
Yeah.
Whereas like it's not like Groundhog's Day where he just goes to sleep and wakes up in the same day. But like dying and going back in time with like future knowledge, it's pretty interesting, I think.
I think it's way like Groundhog's Day, I think, almost kind of set the like the point, like, whoa, like, look at this interesting concept. But I feel like ReZero took that shit and made it like way more cooler. Because Groundhog's Day was just like, okay, like by the end of it, the main character was like so fucking just done with it. He was like, how can I get out of this?
You know, back in high school, me and Danny were thinking about making a video game. One of the concepts we wanted to work with was a RPG where, like, you had to stop the coming apocalypse, but you failed a few times, and every time you will go back in time at the end of, like, the, you know, the apocalypse, you would have more knowledge. You know, you would learn more things, and you could use it to your advantage. We slowly realized that we were two teenagers who had very little programming experience and were like, yeah, you know what? We can't really fucking make this in the way that we wanted to. But, like, I think it's interesting to have, like, stories like that as well. Or games and stuff like that.
Oh, I agree.
Who else does it? It's Groundhog Day that does the time loop. ReZero.
ReZero. Charlotte, do you know Charlotte?
I don't know anything about Charlotte. What's that?
All right. It's an interesting one. So there's a character in the anime and he can go back in time, but again, there's a tragedy that happens and he's trying to prevent it from happening. Now this one's interesting because he can't keep traveling back in time. Like, he can't be stuck in a time loop because he's losing his eyesight every single time. I mean, I thought it was like a weird thing to go at, but yeah, he only has so many limits to the amount of times he can travel back in time.
Kind of like Life is Strange.
Yeah, what? The main character, what, she got sick or something?
She gets sick, she starts bleeding, I think.
Yeah. I think they had something like that in the Butterfly Effect as well. I can't quite remember. Like, I'm pretty sure he kept trying time travel and was, like, starting to fuck with his health.
Yeah, I mean, it's a great way to make sure, like, to put limits on your character by making it so they can't time travel, like, a lot.
Yeah, I could agree with that. Especially because, like, in Charlotte, you're watching and the character is, like, slowly starting to not be able to see more and more.
You just gotta make sure it's consistent, though, because it's like it can get really stupid when like your character all of a sudden just can't time travel. Like, oh, all of a sudden they feel sick, and you haven't established pretty well that, hey, if you use it this many times, you're gonna start to get sick, and you're not gonna.
I can agree with that. Anymore. And you also need to establish how sick are they? Like, what's wrong with them? Like, I don't want to say like, yeah, they're bleeding from the nose. Like, is it fucking up their brain? Like,
I haven't played Life is Strange too much, and I based on what I've seen, and based on what I've seen from other people, I don't think they really explain her powers too well.
I think you might be right, honestly.
Yeah, I don't think they do a good job of it, and the fact that we don't have like a follow up to it doesn't really help either.
What I liked about Charlotte though, and some of the other animes like that, like ReZero. With the time loop thing is they try to change such subtle things. And sometimes they even try to change it in a big way and it never works out.
Yeah.
And sometimes they get real far, still doesn't work out.
And, you know, sorry, go on.
Do you ever like feel bad for like what these characters that have to time travel go through?
It must be trauma. Like we were talking about Lucina, how traumatized she must be.
Yeah.
But, I mean, like, depending on, like, the story, time travelers must be really traumatized. I think Deadpool has Cable, who's, like, super sad about, like, his family. To the point where he's just going to go kill an innocent child. So that his family doesn't die.
Bro, ReZero is definitely up there as well. Like, the main character is going through it. He's visibly traumatized in the show.
I mean, especially has to be.
Like, as the show goes, because they're like, he's literally watched friends die. He's watched, he's had girls tell them they're in love with him before. And then, like, when he dies, it just goes back. Like, no one even, sometimes people don't even know him.
I mean, like, hey, that's how far back he went. It's fine. I mean, he loves Amelia anyway, so.
Yeah. Oh, that poor fool.
Yeah, I time travel should like take a real big toll on a character, I think.
Yeah.
I think Flash does it a little bit too. Like, he goes back in time in the show. Literally is the girl he's been crushing on for like the longest admits her feelings for him, goes back in time, doesn't really acknowledge the fact that, hey, you know, just because she said in the last timeline that she loves you doesn't mean that she loves you now or has realized her feelings for you. Kisses her. Her boyfriend punches him because, you know, what the fuck? You're just kissing like a random girl who doesn't really, like, know that she loves you yet. Really fucking weird. Time travel in of itself can be, like, really complicated if you don't write it properly, I think.
That's, oh, bro, that, like, the creator of Rick and Morty, he doesn't use time travel because he thinks it's too complicated. And, like, it's something he just avoids writing about. Like,
I don't blame him. You know what show has really shitty time travel?
What?
Doctor Who.
Shitty time travel should be its own genre.
Doctor Who would be like the pinnacle of that genre. They even acknowledge it. They're like, oh, time is just like this timey-wimey bullshit. And it's just like, hey, that's really funny to use that term. Can you explain how the fucking mechanics of your show work for once?
Damn.
I don't hate the show. I actually love the show, but it's just, it's so annoying. They don't explain how time travel works. And it's like, there's like, oh, hey, you know, you can't really like do paradoxes except when you can randomly. Yeah, you know, you can't go back in your own personal timeline to change the tech except when the Doctor evil self went back in time to steal his other incarnations back in like the fucking Sixth Doctor era, I think. So it's just like, what the fuck is going on? You can do paradoxes, but you can't do paradoxes. Oh, time is malleable, yet sometimes it's not malleable. This episode contradicts this other episode. Yeah, time is always changing. So it's like, okay. So if time is always changing, then why the hell do the Time Lords have like a directive where they're not allowed to interfere?
So, I want to know, would you touch time travel? Would you ever do it?
I would not. The closest I've gone to it is maybe in some of my stories where young Malcolm goes back and forth from like his homeworld to others. He does mention how time travels differently. So sometimes he'll spend like 50 years away, but yet like only 10 years have passed in his own world.
Pretty cool. That's pretty cool. I think it makes sense logically too.
Yeah, like, just some worlds, like, I guess time. Like, you know, have you watched Narnia? Or read the books?
Yeah.
Narnia.
Yeah, I think, like, only a couple minutes passed and they were gone for thousands of years.
Yeah, something like that, essentially. That's what I use. That's the closest thing to, like, time manipulation I get. I will not touch time travel to like with a 10-foot pole just because of how complicated it is.
Well, I think the time travel that you're talking about, like, makes sense in terms of space-time, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's very logical. Yeah, I mean, I see nothing wrong with that. Works well. I don't think I would touch it, but if I did, I'd have very set established rules. And, I mean, it is something I could consider messing with one day in, like, a writing, but it is very sticky, like, discussing, writing about it.
You know, it is sometimes you have to keep in mind, if you ever want to like do anything clever if you're writing, you have to keep in mind that you have to be as clever. Like, oh, I want to do time travel. Yeah. Like, you better be really smart to keep track of all these details. Yeah. Since I am an idiot, I cannot do it.
I feel like if you're going to write one, you got to have that shit like worked well ahead.
Yeah.
Or be working with a lot of people that like really want to figure out the story.
That's true. I'm trying to think of a show that does time travel pretty well. Not Doctor Who. Steins Gate, maybe, yeah.
They actually discuss in the first episode. No, not the first episode. I was actually pissed. This isn't in the anime. If you play the game, though, which came out before the anime, there is a scene. It's one of my favorite scenes where they discuss the 11 possible ways time travel is theoretically possible or something like it. It might have been 11. And they discuss like black holes and shit. I thought that was so well written.
I like how in Star Trek they explain that the time travel, there's like multiple ways to time travel. To the point where the Federation had its own time bureau to like make sure, like to investigate like any time any goes back in the past. And they explain there are paradoxes that exist, like self-completing paradoxes. Yeah. Or like you go back in time and you date like your great-great-grandmother and you become your own great-great-grandfather. Things like that. Yeah. And it's funny because they acknowledge that they exist sometimes, but they also acknowledge that sometimes you can manipulate the time stream so that certain things never actually happen. There's like a time Cold War that happens at one point in the franchise.
Where, have you seen Loki?
I have not. That whole thing's about time travel, isn't it?
Yeah, it's good as shit. We're not going to discuss it tonight, but like, I just wanted to ask that.
I got to watch it, man. I got to watch it. My father's been watching. He loves it. So I also have to like put my grab it as well.
We got anything else to discuss tonight?
I don't know. Time travel is confusing. Speaking of time travel, though, now that I think about it, we were talking about like time travel in real life, how it could be possible, right? Do you remember John Titor?
Yes.
About how, and you know, have you read up into like how time travel is possible for him? Like he goes with like the timelines method, right?
Yeah.
Where like he's from a specific timeline, he traveled back in time to our timeline, explained what things are going to happen to the future, and then left. And, like, some of his predictions have come true, quote-unquote, come true. Some of them have not. People argue that it's because of a different timeline, and then... But, I mean, like, it's clearly bullshit, right?
I don't agree with that.
It's clearly bullshit. But you have people who think, like, oh, well, some of his predictions come true. But it's, like, the other thing is, like, his predictions are pretty, like, basic.
I think the dude was just a troll.
Yeah, I mean, it's just an elaborate troll op, I think, that people are making money off nowadays, I think.
And I'm actually pretty sure they know or theorize who
John Titor. I'm pretty sure we know who he is at this point. I think the theories, one of the theories has definitely got to be John Titor.
And the thing about like knowing who he is, too, it makes sense knowing some of the information that he had correct.
Yeah.
Funny enough, though, Steins Gate actually talks about him.
Oh yeah, is he? Do they say he's an actual like person, time traveler,
or do no? He's somebody that like bombarded a I'll call it like a 4chan forum or something like that, and
4chan forum.
And I don't fucking know. And one of the characters remembers him differently than everyone else.
Oh.
Because of a different timeline.
So sometimes the characters do like have retained like thoughts of like a different timeline.
So there's one specific reason.
Okay.
For that. Like that specific character. I don't know why he's special. I haven't finished the show yet. But I don't know why he's special, but he retains information about traveling through time.
Well, it's good. Maybe you shouldn't tell me because I also want to like watch or / play the game
before. It's good, bro. I want to watch it, but I really enjoy the game, and the game's long, and it's like you gotta read and shit.
Yeah, I get you. I mean, it's a visual novel, right?
Yeah, and I don't have it on PS4. I have it on PS3. Which that kind of reminded me of, you know, Space Dandy.
Space Dandy.
Yeah, did you watch Space Dandy?
Is that the guy with like the weird haircut?
Yeah.
I think I've seen one episode.
Well, the main character's special in his own way as well. Like, similar to the main character of Steins Gate.
Yeah?
Yeah, where you have this instance of a character that retains, like, whose presence is kind of, like, versatile through timelines or parallel dimensions.
Hmm. Interesting.
Yeah, I don't even know how to explain such a concept. I think it's, like, so rarely done.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Time travel is weird.
Yeah, I could agree with that.
And hard, right?
I'm going to stick to the... I love, like, when it's done well and shit. Yeah. But, like, yeah, I mean, shit.
Even wild. Like, as much as I will, like, riff on Doctor Who for its, time travel.
Yeah.
I also love Doctor Who. So I'm not, like... Ultimately, what it boils down to is make a good story. Doesn't necessarily always have to make 100% sense, but... As long as it's entertaining, it's fine. Right?
Yeah. I can agree with that.
Yeah.
But you saying that just made me think of Quantum Leap.
Oh, I fucking love Quantum Leap.
I feel like they should remake that show.
But funny enough...
Yeah.
So Quantum Leap... I was talking about Star Trek had a time Cold War, right? Yeah. The guy from Quantum Leap is the captain of that series, by the way. Oh. It's the same actor, yeah. It's Star Trek Enterprise where they have the time Cold War. There's even an episode where like the other guy from Quantum Leap, the hologram,
yeah,
he's in like an episode of Star Trek and they meet each other. It's great. It's perfect.
Nice.
Mm-hmm. Go watch Doctor Who.
Go watch Steins Gate. I've mentioned that one specific anime like four times in this one podcast for four different subjects.
Yeah.
And I talked about Groundhog's Day, I think, once.
Yes. Anyway.
All right.
I've been Gabe.
I've been Antoine.
Thank you for listening to the podcast tonight.
Have a good night.
All right, good night. Make sure to check out our socials.
Intro.banter on Instagram.
Intro.banter@gmail.com for our email. And we're available on all major platforms and YouTube under the name
The Introspection Banter Podcast.
Exactly. Take care, guys.